我们看箴言书的12章24节和25节。好，这里下边我们这个四节经文，我们讲到一个主题，就是有关懒惰。
So here is going to talk about something about laziness.
懒惰对应的呢，就叫殷勤。
So the opposite of being lazy or slothful is diligence.
好了，那么下边他这里说，第24节说，殷勤的手必掌权。
Verse 24 says, "The hand of the diligent will rule."
懒惰的人必服苦。
While the slothful will be put to forced labor.
我们都知道殷勤的人呢，他要做很多的事情。
A diligent person will do many things.
他的脑袋呢，要想很多的事情。
But his mind will think of many things.
手要做很多的事情。
And his hand will do many things.
而这样的人呢，他就是喜欢可以做事情的人。
And this person likes to do many things.
懒惰的人呢，是不想做事情的人。
A slothful person doesn't want to do things.
或者说不想做正经事情的人。
Or doesn't like to do the things that should be done.
但是这样人呢，反过来他要受苦的。
But what this person will have to face is forced labor.
你知道一个人如果他的头脑、他的手都很殷勤的话呢，他就可以做、有能力做很多的事情。
If a person is diligent, this person will have the ability to do many things.
上帝就可以让他做更多的事情。
And God will give him more things to do.
一个懒惰的人什么都不做。
A slothful person will not do anything.
他的脑、大脑呢，好像上锈的机器一样。
And the slothful person's mind is like a machine.
Rusted machine.
A rusted machine.
啊，不能动了。
And is unable to move.
想什么也想不通。
And can't think of things clearly.
做事情总做不好。
And the things that he does not do well.
因此，他更加需要更多的劳苦。
But in the end, this person will have to do more labor.
好了，那么我们就知道，圣经里面告诉我们一件事情。
So the Bible tells us something.
我们要。做什么事情我们要非常的殷勤。
Whatever we do, we must do it diligently.
不可以懒惰。
We cannot be lazy.
那以前我们也讲过了，对于懒惰呢，我们有两个定义的。
So, before we talked about this, laziness has two definitions.
第一个懒惰是什么也不做。
The first definition is that you don't do anything.
每天呢，学生不好好学习。
So if you're a student, every day you don't study well.
吃饱了就睡。
And after you eat till you're full, you sleep.
睡醒就上学。
And when you wake up, you just go to school.
上学继续睡。
And you sleep at school.
晚上回来。
And in the evening when you come home.
什么也不做。
You don't do anything.
这是一种懒惰。
This is a slothful person.
就是该做的你没有做。
And the things that they should have done, they have not done.
那第二个定义呢？该做的你不做也叫懒惰。
The second definition is you have not done the things that you should do.
你们现在都是学生。
Right now you are all students.
学生应该做什么 ，Carol？
What should students do?
哪个都行。
确实。
学生就是学习嘛，对吧
you should work hard and study.
学生就是你要学习的。
Students should study.
如果你该做的学习不去做，这是懒惰。
If you should study and you haven't done it, then you.
然后你用很多的时间去在那玩游戏。
And you use a lot of time to play games.
你和或者去做一些其他不该做的事情。
And you spend a lot of time and effort doing other things you shouldn't.
这也叫懒惰。
This is another kind of laziness.
你比如说，我每天我应该做我自己要做的事情。
For example, every day I should do the things that I should do.
我要读很多的圣经。
I have to read the Bible a lot.
然后给你们讲。
And then speak to you about it.
我每天不做这个事，我每天玩游戏。
But if I don't do this, rather if I play games a lot.
我很忙啊，一天我花16个小时打游戏。
And I'm so busy, I make myself busy playing games for 16 hours a day.
但是这也叫懒惰。
But this is a kind of laziness.
就是我在不该做的事情上，我花太多的时间。
I spent too much time doing the things that I should not be doing.
所以现在我们就明白一件事情。
So now we understand something.
我们不但要做事情，而是要做对的事情。
Not only should we do things and be busy with them, but we should do the things that we should do.
这才叫什么呢？叫殷勤。
This is called diligence.
那你们现在是学生，你们就应该把时间都放在什么学习上面。
So now if you are a student, you should spend your time doing study.
这就叫殷勤。
This is called diligence.
如果你每天不好好学习，这是一种懒惰。
So if you spend every day and you don't work hard at studying, this is laziness.
你把时间都花在另一个不该做的事情上面，这也叫懒惰。
And if you spend all your time doing things that you are not supposed to do, this is laziness.
那么我们看，你们现在如果很殷勤的去学习的话，
so if you diligently study now,
你们不但可以得到一个好成绩，
not only can you get a good grade,
你可以学到很多的能力，
you can, learn a lot of skills.
你就可以做很多很多的事情。
You can do many, many things.
当你做很多很多事情的时候，你就可以帮助其他的人。
When you can, are able to do lots of things, you can help a lot of people.
换句话说，你也可以带领别人去做某一件事情。
Another way to say this, you can, lead a lot of people to do a lot of things.
因为你比别人在学习上更加的勤奋。
Because you are harder at working than other people.
你比人懂得更多。
You understand more than others.
你比别人更有能力。
You have more abilities than others.
所以这里告诉我们说，你可以带领别人。
So that's what it means here when it says that the diligent will rule.
你可以掌权呢。
This person, will be able to lead.
但是呢，懒惰的人就不一样。
But the laziness is different.
比如说我们都是同学哈，你们学习都很认真。
For example, we are all fellow students here. You guys all work hard.
我不好好学习，我就每天玩游戏。
And I don't work hard. I just play games all day.
我比你们高兴是不是？
I'm happier than you.
我比你们更加悠闲是吧？
I 悠闲。
Luxurious, 就是 take time.
Just relax.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so I'm more relaxed than you every day, right?
啊，你们很累呀哈，我每天玩游戏玩得很开心。
You are tired every day, but I'm happy every day.
你们很辛苦。
You are working hard every day.
但是有一天，当你们长到了30岁，长到40岁的时候
，But one day when you're 30 or 40 years old,
你就可以运用你的头脑。
You can use your brain.
你可以运用你的手。
You can use your hands.
能力和技巧。
The ability and skills.
去生存。
And
make a living.
And make a living.
但是我就不一样了，我只会玩游戏哦。游戏也没玩好，什么也没玩好，脑子也不好用，手也不好用。
So I just because I play games, my brain doesn't work well, my hands don't work well.
我就需要做更多的苦苦。
Then I will be put to forced labor.
这里说它叫苦苦，它叫 forced labor.
Here it says forced labor.
什么叫 forced labor 呢？
What does it mean?
就是你不做 labor 不行。
That means you can't.Not do it.
因为你的脑袋也不好用，因为你的手也不好用，你没有能力。
Because your brain does not work well, your hands do not work well, you don't have many abilities.
所以这里叫 forced labor， 意思就是你不得不。
So forced labor means that you have do you not get ahead.
No, 你不得不 labor.
Oh, what? You have to work to get ahead.
你就不得不是这样，因为你脑袋不管用，手也不管用，你只能用 labor。
So you have to labor hard because your brain and your hands don't work well.
而对于那些殷勤的人，他的手能做很多的事情，这是他的一种喜乐。
But on the other side, the diligent people, they can do many things when they work, it will be their joy.
你明白？
Do you understand?
你知道殷勤的人，他的手也会做很多的事情的。
So diligent people can do many things with their hands.
但是你会发现，那个懒惰的人手做的事情是不一样的。
But you'll find that the thoughtful person's hands work differently.
所以你要明白。
So you must understand.
不能够懒惰。
You cannot be lazy.
比如说有两个人。
For example, there's two people.
一个人呢，在夏天的时候。
One person in the summer.
他在努力地盖一个房子。
He's working hard to build a house.
他设计了一个房子，又盖了一个房子。
He has built a house.
每天都在劳苦。
Every day he's working hard.
他很高兴。
He's very happy.
另外一个人也很高兴。
The other person is also very happy.
他每天去 beach.去那里 relax.
So every day he's going to the beach and relaxing.
啊，到处去玩。
Oh, he's going out to play every day.
你看起来这个人很劳苦，看起来这个人很悠闲。
The first person you see, oh, it's so hardworking. The other person you see is so relaxed.
但是到了冬天来临的时候
，But when the winter comes,
那个人就可以享受他的房子。
The person that worked hard all summer can enjoy the house that he built.
啊，外边很冷，但是里边很温暖。
Outside is so cold, but inside his house is so warm.
但是那个每天都去 beach 不做事情的人，他就没有房子。
But the person that has gone to the beach every day, he doesn't have a house now.
所以这就是区别。
That's the difference.
就是你在你该做事情的时间里边，你并没有做事情。
If you haven't worked during the time that you should work.
因为懒惰。
Because of your laziness.
那到冬天的时候，他就必须忍受一切的寒冷。
So in the winter, that person that was lazy will have to face all the elements of the winter.
而你们今天也是如此的，你们今天都是学生。
Same thing with you today. You are all students.
你们若不好好的去读书
，If you don't study hard,
去学习的知识
，To learn more knowledge,
操练你的头脑。
To exercise your brain.
操练你手上的技巧。
To exercise your skills.
那早晚有一天你就不得不做你所不喜欢做的事情。
One day you will be forced to do things you don't want to do.
你没有别的选择。
You don't have any other choice.
因为你别的不会。
Because you can't do anything else.
因为你在该学习的时候你没有学习。
Because you didn't study hard when you should be studying.
当一个人他非常的殷勤的时候
But one person that's diligent,
他大脑非常的灵活非常的聪明
But her brain will work very, well and intelligently.
他的心里边充满了知识
And there's so much, knowledge in his heart.
他手上也充满了技巧
And it has skillful hands.
他无论做什么
No matter what that person does,
都没问题
It won't be a problem for him.
都会给他带来快乐
And it will bring happiness to himself.
相反，懒惰你就不得不要去做你不愿意做的事情。
On the other hand, the slothful will be put to forced labor and do things that they don't want to do.
所以今天你们不要浪费时间。
So don't waste your time now.
圣经里面告诉我们不要浪费光阴。
The Bible tells us not to waste
a time.
Time.
Take time preciously.
To take your time preciously. Treat your time.
伊人这个年纪和丹尼尔那个年纪，他可能花了一些时间会去玩。
So if you're Ian's age or Daniel's age, maybe you'll spend some time to play.
Allison and Austin 这么大年，他们也可能会花一些时间去玩。
Even if you're old as Allison and Austin, you'll still spend some time to play.
因为他的心智不成熟。
Because they are not mature yet.
但是如果我们像 Elaine 你们这个年纪的话，你们还每天做不该做的事情。
But if you're as old as Eileen and you're still doing things you shouldn't be doing.
啊，该做的事情不做。
Yeah, if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing.
那就叫愚昧。
That's called foolishness.
千万不要做这些事情。
Don't be like that.
好了，二十五节，当我们去懒惰的时候。
So verse 25, it tells us if we are lazy.
我们生命当中你会发现你的忧虑会越来越多。
You will see that anxiety will keep on growing and growing in your heart.
这里说人心忧虑屈而不伸。
It says here that anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down.
也就是说，一个人当他忧虑增加的时候，忧虑增加的时候，就好像一个石头绑在他身上往下这样往下坠一样。
So if a person has anxiety in their heart, it's like a weight that weighs him down.
他不能够很快乐的。
This person can't be happy.
为什么呢？因为他心里充满了忧虑。
Why? Because this person's heart is full of anxiety.
人们呢常常忧虑。
So people always have anxiety.
那么人在忧虑的时候呢？就什么也不想做。
When you're anxious, you don't want to do anything.
而恰恰相反，人在忧虑的时候，你需要做的是什么呢？你需要行动起来。
So, on the other hand, when we are anxious, we should get to work.
因为我们忧虑呢，不解决问题的。
Because anxiety doesn't actually solve any of our problems.
举一个例子来说。
For example.
哎呀，我这个数学呢学的不好。
If my math isn't studied well.
我很忧虑。
And I get anxious about it.
所以我在家里忧虑。
And I'm anxious at home.
我很忧虑。
I'm so anxious.
我今天晚上忧虑一晚上不睡觉。
And I get so anxious that I can't sleep well at night.
明天一考试我得个 A plus.
And then the next day I have an exam and I get an A plus.
可能吗？
Is that a possibility?
不可能呢。
No, that's impossible.
当你觉得明天要考试，我今天这个数学不好，我应该做的是什么？
So on the day that you know that you have an exam the next day and you know that your math is not.You haven't studied it well. What should you do?
你不是应该去忧虑，而是应该是努力去学习。
You shouldn't be anxious. Instead, you should be working hard.
你不是用一晚上去忧虑，而是用一晚上去学习。
You shouldn't use the evening before to be anxious, but use it to study hard.
所以当你开始忧虑的时候，你已经错了。
So when you start to be anxious, you know that you're going down the wrong road.
你要殷勤。
You must be diligent.
当人产生忧虑的时候，会变得更加的懒惰。
So when you become anxious, then you become even lazier.
所以我们管这种忧虑而产生的懒惰叫什么呢？叫什么症呢？叫忧郁？不是，叫什么？这个名 depression 叫什么？
哦、
oh, ，抑郁症。
Okay, so when somebody is very anxious and lazy, they often get depression.
所以当你觉得自己的能力不够的时候
，when you feel that your abilities aren't enough.
你要去学习
Then go learn
去努力
Work hard
而不是变得更加懒惰因着忧虑
Don't become even lazier and therefore become anxious in the process
你需要拿出实际行动去改善你自己
Take actions to change yourself
你需要去明白一些道理
You have to understand the truth
这里说一句良言使人欢乐
It says here, a good word makes him glad.
你需要去明白一个道理。
You have to know a truth.
你需要去明白真理。
You have to know the truth.
这样你心里会欢乐。
That way your heart will be happy.
可以消除你这里心里边这些忧虑。
And that way you can get rid of the anxiety in your heart.
如果我们哪里需要改进的话，我们可以自己学习，也可以向别人学习。
The places where we have to make a change, we can learn from other places or other people.
如果我们不能向别人学习呢，表明我们很骄傲。
If we can't learn from other people, that proves that we're proud.
如果我们不想向人学习呢，那叫我们叫嫉妒。
And if we don't want to study like others, it just means that we're jealous.
Uh-huh, 是，所以我们都要小心的。
We have to be careful.
忧虑呢，本身呢。没有太大的问题。
Anxiety in itself isn't the biggest problem.
但是你要一直忧虑的话，就是问题。
But if you continue to be anxious, that's a huge problem.
比如说今天，哎呀，明天要考试，我现在要啊、哦，有一点 upset.
So for example, if you're upset because tomorrow you have an exam.
这是正常的。
That's normal.
更有一些人，明天考试我无所谓，我继续玩游戏。
Because there are still some people that are like, oh, tomorrow I have a test. 这是不对的。No problem. I still want to play my games. That's a problem.
那我们明天考试，今天有一点点的忧虑呢，表明我们有一点点的恐惧。
So, if I know I have an examination and I feel a little bit of anxiety in my heart, then it shows that I have a little bit of fear in my heart.
而这种恐惧呢，要成为我们能够继续学习的一个动力。
And this little fear in my heart can become the reason why I'm determined to work hard.
而不是要给我们产生一种忧虑。
But not so that I become more anxious.
否则的话，我们就会变成另外一种懒惰。
Or else, if I become too anxious, I will become slothful.
所以我们今天所学习的就是，当我们明白这个道理之后，我们明白了这句良言的时候，我们应该以欢乐的心来面对我们所这些一些难处。
So when we recognize this truth, we can have a joyful heart and face our hardships.
好，我们再看下一节。
Okay, let's look at the next verse.
好，这里边依然在讲什么呢？在讲殷勤和懒惰的事情。
So this also is talking about diligence and slothfulness.
好了，那么这里边讲到了前面让我们看到了一句，当你在忧虑的当中，你需要有人告诉你真理。
So it tells us in the verse before, when we are anxious, we need someone to tell us the truth.
使你不至于像一个石头往下坠一样的，而是你可以欢乐起来。
So that you are not weighed down like a weight, but that you can get up.
好，那么这里就说了，义人引导他的邻舍。
Here it says, one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor.
恶人的道叫人迷失。
But the way of the wicked leads them astray.
所以这时候让我们告诉我们，实际是我们以前讲过的一个道理，就是你交朋友很重要。
So it tells us a principle that we learned before. Who you make friends with is very important.
当你在很忧虑的时候，你不知道该怎么办的时候，
When you are anxious and you don't know what to do,
你需要有义人的朋友。
You need to have righteous friends.
要他来引导你。
This righteous friend, so that the righteous friend can guide you.
使你可以走出这样的忧虑。
So that you can get out of your anxiety.
使你可以拥有欢乐。
So that you can be glad.
那么，如果你此时此刻你问的这个人呢，向你说话的人是个恶人的话
，But if the person who you seek counsel from is wicked,
那你就走错路了，
then you have,
你就失迷了。
Then you have gone astray.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important to know.
我们每个人都面临难处的。
Everyone faces hardships.
而在难处当中，帮助你的人很重要。
Who helps you in the midst of those hardships is very important.
如果是一个义人，明白真理的人，他会给你很大的帮助。
If it's a righteous person who knows the truth, this person will be a great help to you.
不但可以除掉你的忧虑。
Not only can this person help you out of your anxiety.
而且可以告诉你怎么走这条快乐的路。
This person can tell you how you should go, the way you should go, and it will make you glad.
相反，如果你要是请求一个恶人帮助你的话，你会越走越错。
But if you seek help from the wicked, this person will lead you astray.
那是以前的时候，我告诉过大家了。
I told you this before.
如果我们周围没有好的人
，If you don't have any good people by your side,
我们宁愿没有朋友。
It's better not to have any friends.
这样我们至少不至于走错哦。
That way, at least you won't go the wrong way.
而且我告诉你一件事情，上帝当造你的时候，就在你身边放了义人。
And I just want to tell you, since you were born, God has put righteous people along to go alongside you.
是谁呢
？Or who is this? Who is this?
妞妞是谁呢？
啊，上帝造你的时候就给你边上放了一人了，谁呢？啊哈，当你出来的时候，你来到这个世界的时候，你第一眼看到的是谁呢？
When you first came to this earth, who was the first person you saw?
当然是妈妈和爸爸了 ，right?
Your mother and father.
所以当你降下，上帝把你放在这个世界上的时候
，So when God has placed you on this earth,
他就给人来帮助你。
He has given people to help you.
就是你的爸爸和你的妈妈。
That's your father and mother.
你的爸爸妈妈可能我们说，哎，他们不是义人，他们也是罪人。
So you can maybe you might think, oh, my parents aren't righteous; they're sinners too.
但是他会在你很小的时候，他去引导你。
But this person will be guiding you from a small age.
所以你说，哎呀，那我周围没有朋友怎么办？
And you can say, oh, what should I do? I have no friends.
你的父母永远是你第一的帮助人。
Your parents will always be your greatest helpers.
所以当你像你们这个年纪的时候，你任何人，包括 Carol， 像你们这个年纪，你们不要觉得自己很大了哈。
So even if you're an older child here, don't think that you're so big.
你的第一个帮助人依然是你的父母。
Your biggest helpers are still your parents.
不管什么事情。
Doesn't matter what you face.
你要征得你父母的意见。
You should listen to your parents' advice.
他会引导你。
This person will, they will guide you.
你说我爸爸妈妈不是基督徒。
You can say, oh, my parents are not Christian.
但是你的爸爸妈妈依然不会告诉你去犯罪。
But your parents will still not tell you to go sin.
所以我常常告诉你们，顺服是很重要的。
So I keep on telling you to obey is very important.
顺服你的父母是非常重要的。
To obey your parents is very important.
你父母虽然可能不认识真理。
So maybe even if your parents don't know the truth.
但是他依然以他最真诚的心来去帮助你成为一个好人。
They will try to use their the greatest truth they know to help you.
所以你们要小心。
So you have to be careful.
当你们没有周围当没有可帮助你的人的时候
，So if there's no one by your side that can help you，
或者说甚至于有的时候，你也要征求你父母的帮助。
Even if you do, you should still ask your parents for help.
他可以引导你，不至于走错路。
They can help guide you so that you do not go astray.
相反，如果你要有恶人的朋友的话
，But if you have wicked friends，
那你就会走错路。
Yeah, you will go the wrong way.
前面我们讲过你。跟恶人在一起的时候，你唯一能做的事情就是和他们一起作恶。
So I mentioned this before. If you go alongside wicked people, the only thing that you will do is do wicked things with them.
啊哈，所以我们都知道诗篇第一篇。
So we remember Psalm 1.
现在一人都可以背了。
Ian can even memorize it.
Daniel， 诗篇第一篇第一节怎么说？要不一人给我们背一遍？不从恶人的计谋，第一篇告诉我们就是不从恶人的计谋。
So chapter 1 tells us, blessed is he who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
然后呢，不站罪人的道路。
Or stand in the way of sinners.
不坐罪人的亵慢人的座位。
Or sit in the seat of mockers.
就是这些你要远离他的。
So these people you should go far away from.
因为当你跟他们混在一起的时候，你唯一能做的怎么样呢？就是恶的事情。
Because if you are grouped together with these people, all that you will do is wicked.
你会失迷的。
And you will be led astray.
你比如说，当你现在这个年纪的时候，比如说像你们读高中、读大学这个年纪的时候。
So at this age, for example, if you are in high school or college.
你在学校里边，你的同学所告诉你的就是你应该独立。
So if everything your fellow students are telling you, oh, you should be more independent.
他会因为说你要听你的父母的，觉得你还很没有长大。
And tell you, oh, if you still have to listen to your parents, you haven't grown up yet.
所以当你父母试图跟你讲一些道理的时候，你说哦，你们什么都不懂。
So that's why sometimes when your parents talk to you about something, you're like, oh, my parents just don't understand.
但是圣经里告诉我们，恰恰相反。
But the Bible tells us something opposite.
你比如说你当中的女孩子，你没有结婚之前，你就要听你爸爸的。
For example, if you're a girl and you haven't got married yet, you should listen to your father.
有人说，哎，我爸爸都不信耶稣的。
You can say, oh, my dad doesn't even believe in Jesus.
但是你爸爸知道做什么事情是错的，做的什么事情是对的。
But your dad still knows that some things to do are wrong and some are right.
你爸爸有没有叫你去犯罪呢？
Did your dad tell you to go out and sin?
没有。
No.
你爸爸有没有叫你去撞世贸中心？WTO
那个 tree tower in New York.
Oh, did your dad tell you to do a terrorist act?
没有，对不对
？No.
你爸爸只是每天告诉你好好弹琴。
He's just telling you every day, oh, practice your piano.
赶紧写完作业。
Don't go do your homework.
早点睡觉。
Sleep earlier.
不要撒谎。
Don't lie.
是不是
？Right.
你最不喜欢听的是什么呢
？What don't you like to listen to?
去刷碗。
Go wash the dishes.
去扔垃圾。
Go throw away the garbage.
把你的房间打扫干净。
Clean your room.
但是爸爸告诉你是对的。
But your dad telling you things, these things is correct.
不要因此就随从那些恶人。
Don't learn from the wicked.
那是因为你里边，我的里边都有一个悖逆。
Because there's rebellion inside your heart and my heart.
这是罪呀。
This is sin.
所以孩子们，你们千万不要学习悖逆。
So don't learn to be rebellious.
一方面告诉我们要悖逆真理。
So,
我们一方面叫悖逆，
yeah.
体现在我们悖逆真理。
Oh, so one thing about us is that we like to rebel against the truth.
另外一方面，在实际生活当中表现就是我们悖逆我们的父母。
And one way this plays itself out in our life is that we rebel against our parents.
我们之前讲过，悖逆父母，这是上帝所反对的。
So to rebel against your parents is something that God objects to.
因为上帝把我们放在父母的权柄底下。
Because God has placed us under the authority of our parents.
是上帝赋予我们的父母有权柄来管教我们。
God has given our parents authority to over us.
所以再说一遍，我们违背父母，我们悖逆父母，就是悖逆上帝。
To rebel against your parents is to rebel against God.
如果我们因为悖逆父母，而我们去随从那些恶人，那我们就错上加错。
So if we because we are rebellious to our parents, we learn from the wicked, then that's wrong. That's even more wrong.
好了，下面又说了，我们在这个忧虑当中，我们不是去走向懒惰。
So in the midst of our anxiety, we should not go the way of laziness.
我们是需要帮助引导我们去认识真理。
We need help so that we know the truth.
然后这里就举了一个懒惰的最高级的例子。
So here it gives an example.
懒惰的人不考打猎所得的。
Here it says whoever is slothful will not roast his game.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
有个人很懒惰。
There's a lazy person.
他拿着枪出去打猎。
He takes his gun to go and hunt.
所以他不想打猎的，因为他很懒惰。
But he doesn't want to hunt because he's lazy.
啊，一出门，哎呀，坐一下吧。
He gets out of the door and he sits down.
往这一坐。
And he sits down.
然后把枪往下一放。
And he puts down his gun.
这枪放下的时候，这枪嘣就响了。
And when he puts down his gun fires off itself.
前面有个兔子，一下把兔子打死了。
And then when the gun fires off itself, it hits a rabbit.
不是他认认真去找，然后去打的啊。
So it's not that he actually went to look carefully for game.
It's an accident.
It's an accident.
然后想一想，哎呀，兔子离我这么远。
But then this person starts to think, oh, that dead rabbit is so far away from me.
太累了。
I'm so tired.
然后呢，有一个人搁那里经过。
And there's a person walking by.
帅，你打死个兔子。
And the person says, oh, you hit a rabbit with a bullet.
啊，我拿给你。
I'll bring the rabbit over.
他就把这个放在这个人的面前，就是躺在那里。
And the person brings the rabbit to the person who's just sitting down.
你们有没有吃过兔子啊
？Have you ever eaten rabbit?
哎呀，很好吃。
It's so tasty.
但是你必须拿，得去把它 cook.
But you must cook it.
但是呢，你知道现在 cook 是很费劲的，那时候 cook 就是放火烧一下。
So now when we cook rabbit, it takes a lot of effort, but back then you can just roast it a bit.
啊，他都甚至于不想拿火烤它。
He doesn't even want to set a fire so that he can roast the rabbit.
这个人是很懒很懒的。
This person's so slothful.
要是我的话，我这赶紧就把它烧了吧，热吃了。
If it's me, I would barbecue it and eat it right away.
Yeah, barbecue. 所以你知道了，这个懒惰已经懒到了，哎呀。
So this person is the most slothful.
太懒惰了。
Too slothful.
懒惰了，那个美味放在他面前了，甚至都不想把它放在嘴里哈。
So slothful that even if something delicious is put in front of his face, he won't take the effort to put it in his mouth.
懒惰这个主题在箴言书当中一直是不断的在重复的。
So laziness keeps on appearing. This topic keeps on appearing in the book of Proverbs.
后边我们会讲到一个懒惰的人，那个菜放在他面前，他都，哎呀，觉得太累了，不要放在嘴里。
And later it will mention that even if food is put in front of this person's face.
所以。 这个兔子对他有没有益处呢？
Okay, so then he won't put it in his mouth. So will this dead rabbit put in front of this person be useful to him?
没有益处。
No, there's it's not useful.
因为没有什么没有益处呢？他太懒惰。
Why? Because this person's lazy.
因此这里说，殷勤的人却得宝贵的财物。
It says here, the diligent man will get precious wealth.
他把这个兔子拿到家里边。
This person will take the rabbit and bring it to his house.
非常的用心的把它做成一个美味的。
And use a lot of effort to make it into a wonderful dish.
哇，他就可以享受这个兔子。
And he will really enjoy eating the rabbit.
但是这里边告诉我们得的是宝贵的财物。
But here it tells us in the Bible that this man will get precious wealth.
从小的时候我们可以从一餐饭我们来看一个殷勤的人他可以得到什么得到满足。
So we can see from a young age this person from one meal can get precious can get satisfied.
但是呢从大的角度讲呢他甚至可以使他更加的富足。富足 wealth.
Okay, so from a bigger perspective, this person will be able to get a lot of wealth.
这里不单讲到什么呢物质财富的富足。
So it's not just talking about material wealth.
也是讲到了我们心灵里边那个知识性的这样的富足。
It's also talking about spiritual and knowledgeable wealth.
如果你认真学习的话，你学的就比那懒惰的人要学习的多。
So for example, if you're studying, the diligent person will be able to study better than the slothful person.
你的知识就比别人多。
So this person's knowledge will be more than the slothful person.
懒惰的人里边都是空的。
The mind of a slothful person is empty.
不但肚子是空的。
Not only is his stomach empty.
他的脑袋也是空的。
His mind is empty.
他的心也是空的。
His heart is empty.
所以他讲出来的话呢，都是什么？都是废话。
So everything he speaks is useless.
他说想的事情都是没有用的事情。
And he just thinks of useless things.
因为他懒惰
because he's lazy
所以孩子们懒惰是非常非常不好的一个品格
so laziness is a very very lousy character trait
圣经当中反复反复不但在箴言书当中在其他的书信当中也同样讲到了懒惰是一个非常不好的非常不好的品格
so throughout the Bible not only in the Proverbs laziness is mentioned many times as something very bad
因为懒惰所带来的后果是极其可怕的
Because what laziness brings is very scary.
而殷勤呢，能够给人带来的好处呢，是很大很大的。
But the benefits of a diligent man will be so great.
好，我们再看下边。
Okay, so let's continue.
好，谢谢。这里说，在公义的道上有生命。
Here it says, in the path of righteousness is life.
其路中并无死亡。
And in its pathway there is no death.
所以当我们不明白的时候，我们不知道的时候。
So when we don't understand something,
我们需要的是学习。
What we need to do is learn,
而不是懒惰。
Not be lazy,
或者在那里仅仅在那里担心、忧虑。
And don't keep on being worried or anxious.
你不但需要殷勤的去学习。
Not only do we need to diligently learn,
你也需要殷勤的向别人学习。
We need to diligently learn from others.
而在向别人学习的过程当中呢，你要有分辨。
But when we're learning from others, we need to be able to discern.
你要向那些义人来学，而不是向那些恶人去学。
Discern what is righteous and what is evil.
因为你的义人的朋友，他告诉你的道上面呢是有生命的。
Because what the righteous will teach you will bring life.
是没有死亡的。
There will be no death.
那这里边讲的死亡呢，并不是指说，哎呀，我走这条路碰死了，当然是有可能的。
So it's not talking about just you do something and then you die.
比如说你没有钱了。
But for example, if you have no money,
又有没有钱了，你应该怎么办？如果你需要一些零花钱
，What if you do if you have no money?
你应该怎么办？啊？你这小年纪上哪赚去
？Where can you earn money from?
人家找你妈妈，找你爸爸要的，对不对？
So、ask your parents.
哎，如果 Carol， 你们就需要自己去赚了啊。
If you're older, you have to make money on your own.
啊，你找爸爸妈妈去要嘛，对吧？然后你去找个朋友，你跟他朋友说，你要找我来，我就说，哎，找你爸爸要，找何国东要啊？如果你要找另外一个朋友，另外说，哎，去偷。
So maybe you ask one friend, and your other friend tells you the people you should ask for money. Another friend might say, "Let's go steal some money."
你想从你爸爸要，你爸爸顶多给你五块钱。
If you go to ask your dad, you'll get $5.
咱俩去偷，能偷五百。
But if we steal, we can get $500.
你250，我250。
It's stupid.
我们要一人一半。你看，你爸给你五块钱，咱一偷还有200多块钱啊，多好。
So we'll get more than $200 each if we go steal the money.
所以这时候你要懂得分辨，偷钱是不对的。
So you need to discern that stealing is wrong.
偷钱你不单是违背这个国家的法律的。
Stealing not only is against the law of the country.
你也是违背真理的。
You are also sinning against the truth.
而这种偷钱的行为呢，上帝也要审判的。
And doing this act of sin will incur God's punishment on you.
如果我偷钱这件事情被我爸爸知道了。
And if I steal and my father finds out,
我爸会管教我。
My father will punish me.
如果被警察抓看到了，抓到了。
If a policeman catches me,
警察可能把我放在监狱里。
Maybe the policeman will take you to jail.
但是上帝会把你放在地狱里。
But God will put you in hell.
所以这是这里边的死亡。
So that's the death it's talking about here.
所以当你在你需要的这样的过程当中，
So during this whole process,
你要和那些公义的人在一起，来走公义的路。
You must walk with the righteous and walk the way of righteousness.
你就不至于得罪人，也不至于得罪神。
Then you won't sin against people and you won't sin against God.
比如说，哎，明天要考试了。
So for example, tomorrow you have an exam.
你要问你的一个同学，明天要考试了，我有点不会，该怎么办？
And you say, oh, tomorrow I have an exam, but I can't really do it.
那同学，没关系，今天晚上咱俩 WeChat 一起学习。
And so your friend says, no problem, tonight we'll study together on WeChat.
我们十点可以把这些问题都解决。
We can finish everything, finish all the problems by 10 o'clock tonight.
你也可以问另外一个朋友。
And you can ask another friend.
另外一个朋友告诉你没关系了，明天我都会的，你就抄我的就好了。
And this person says, oh, no problem, I know everything for the test tomorrow, just copy off me.
你要做哪个呢？
Which one will you do?
你说我就是抄了人家的一个答案嘛，这是个小事情。
You might think, oh, I'm just copying one question from somebody, it's a small thing.
这不是个小事情，这叫撒谎。
It's not a small thing, you're lying.
上帝也要审判这个，虽然这个事情你觉得是个小事情，在上帝眼里是很大的一个事情，他要审判你。
God will judge you. You might think it's a small thing, but God does not think it's a small thing. He will judge you.
所以孩子解决问题的唯一的途径是什么？就是我们要勤奋、殷勤。
So how can we solve our problems? By being diligent.
不要走那些所谓的捷径。
Don't go, don't use the easy way to solve your problem.
So-called easy way.
The so-called easy way to solve your problem.
因为那条路是通往灭亡的。
Because that way is the road to death.
你需要的是勤奋。
You must be diligent.
好，我告诉你一件事情。
I'll tell you something.
在上帝的眼里，是不是只有 A 全是 A 的学生是好学生呢？
In God's eyes, are all the A students the good people?
Good students.
Good students.
大云哲，在神的眼里，什么样的学生是好学生？
What kind of students are good in God's eyes?
不知道哈 ，Nancy， 在神的眼里，什么样的学生是好学生？努力学习的学生是最好的学生。
The ones who work the hardest are the best ones.
并不是所有都是 A 的，在上帝眼里说，哎呀，你是最好的。
So not the ones that always get A's. God doesn't look that way.
为什么呢 ，Carol？
Why？
因为就是你做你该做的并不烂。
啊哈。
然后也没有。
OK， Carol 呢？同意是吧？所以我告诉你一件事情，你聪明不聪明是上帝的问题。
So whether or not you are smart or not, that is from God.
但是努力不努力是你自己的问题。
But whether or not you try hard or not, that's your problem.
上帝给每个人不同的智力的。
So God has given everyone different cognitive abilities.
有的人呢，做一个题呢，一分钟就做好了。
Somebody can face can solve a problem in 1 minute.
有些人呢，用五分钟才做好。
Some people need 5 minutes to solve the same problem.
这并不意味着一分钟这个人呢，就是比这个五分钟的在上帝的眼里更加的聪明。
But in God's eyes, that doesn't mean that the person that can finish the problem in 1 minute is better than the one that can finish in 5.
更加蒙神的喜悦。
And makes God happier.
相反。
On the other hand.
很可能。那个五分钟做题做五分钟的孩子呢，他更聪明。
But very possibly the one that takes 5 minutes is smarter.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为在圣经里告诉我们，殷勤本身就是一种聪明。
Because the Bible tells us that diligence in itself is a kind of intelligence.
我在我们教会当中以前有个小朋友叫 Jonathan， 不知道你们谁认识他。
There used to be a kid in our church called Jonathan.
非常的聪明。
So smart.
他前两天告他爸爸前几天告诉我。他在六年级的时候，他决定去 MIT。
So his father told me that in grade 6 he has decided he will go to MIT.
他现在呢，以前在我们教会当中他是最淘气的一个孩子。
He used to be the naughtiest kid in our church.
因为他很聪明。
Because he's smart.
所以呢，在主日学的时候呢。
So in Sunday school class.
老师讲一句呢，他明白了，他就在那里玩。
As soon as the teacher says one word, he'll understand what he or she wants to say, and then he'll go play.
所以一个小时的主日学呢，他要玩五十分钟。
So in a 1 hour, in a 60-minute Sunday school class, he will be playing for 50 minutes.
老师要教他的，他十分钟就会了。
So everything that the teacher wants to teach in an hour, he knows in 10 minutes.
另外有好多小朋友都在那专心的听。
But in the same class, there's many other little kids that are trying to learn.
最后的结果都是一样的，他们都懂。
And in the end, they have both learned.
但是对于 Jonathan 来说，他很骄傲的，他觉得说十分钟对我。我没问题了。
But according to Jonathan, he's so proud. He's like, oh, I learned everything in 10 minutes.
你明白什么意思吗？
Do you understand what
实际上结果是一样的，但是对于他来说，他浪费了一个小时，浪费了五十分钟。
But so even though the result is the same, both kinds of kids learned everything, but Jonathan had wasted 50 minutes of the class.
你觉得他聪明吗？
So do you think he's really smart?
一点也不聪明。
No,
虽然你的答案都是正确的，但是你并不聪明。
Although he's able to give the right answers, he's not smart.
你没有智慧。
He doesn't have wisdom.
只能说你的头脑比较灵活。
He can only say that his brain is working.
所以孩子们告诉你一件事情。
So I can tell you something.
殷勤本身就是智慧。
Diligence is intelligence or wisdom.
不殷勤本身就是一种愚昧。
Slothfulness is a kind of foolishness.
所以千万不要懒惰。
So please do not be lazy.
懒惰就是愚蠢。
Laziness is foolishness.
你们，我常常听到一些孩子们呢，在跟我们说，就像你们这么大年纪，说，哎呀，累死我了。
I always hear people of your age say, "Oh, I'm so tired."
这个你真骗不了我的。
You can't fool me.
叔叔也像你这个年纪的。
I used to be your age.
我像你们这年纪的时候，我不知道什么叫累的。
When I was your age, I don't know what it means to be tired.
但你们觉得我为什么这么累呢？
Why do you think you're so tired?
因为你正在做你所不喜欢的事情。
Because you're doing something you don't like to do.
你就是不喜欢学习。
You don't like to learn.
因为你不知道这学习你学的道理是什么。
Because you don't know what you're actually learning.
我告诉你一件事情，当上帝造这个世界的时候。
When God made this earth.
他把他的智慧放在里边。
He has put his wisdom in this creation.
你以为那太阳随便每天早上就升起来啊？
Do you think that the sun casually just comes up every morning?
上帝是用他的智慧使他每天都能够升起来。
No, God has put his wisdom in this, that the sun would rise every morning.
这么长的时间，太阳为什么没有掉在地球上面呢？
Why for so long has the sun not crashed into the earth?
因为上帝把他的智慧放在里边。
Because God has put his wisdom in his creation.
所以我们今天在学校的学习，我们在学习什么？在学习上帝的智慧。
So right now when we learn things at school, we are learning the wisdom of God.
我们人管它叫科学。
People outside call it science.
你们大家都知道一加一等于二。
Everyone here knows 1 plus 1 equals 2.
但是有谁知道为什么一加一等于二呢？
But who knows why does 1 plus 1 equals 2?
啊，数学学霸，为什么一加一等于二呢？南希，你不是学霸吗？数学学霸吗？你告诉我一加一为什么等于二？就是啊，你学霸都不知道。其实这个答案非常的简单。
So the answer is very simple.
上帝说一加一等于二。
Because God has made it this way that 1 plus 1 will equal 2.
所以你要知道，你每天的学习，你在认识这位上帝耶。
So every day when you study, you are learning more about God.
一加一等于二，那意味着二加一就等于三呐。
So 1 plus 1 equals 2, therefore 1 plus 2 equals 3.
看，你不觉得这事很奇妙吗？
Don't you think that's
interesting? 你不觉得很有兴趣吗？
Don't you think that's
你不觉得很激动吗？你不想学二加三等于五吗？
Aren't you excited to learn that 2 plus 3 equals 5?
所以我告诉你们，你们现在的眼睛呢，被这个世界当中太多那些无聊的东西吸引了。
So you're too attracted by those things of the world.
是不是
？Right.
YouTube.
YouTube.
还有那些什么 Twitter.
Twitter.
没事啊，瞎聊。是吧？聊什么？你能聊出上帝的智慧吗
？What are you tweeting about God's wisdom?
跟愚昧人在一起能聊的是什么呢？聊的是愚昧。
What can you talk about with foolish people? Only foolish things.
你要学习跟上帝对话。
You have to learn to talk with God.
这才能够使你真正的有智慧。
That's the only way you can become wise.
难道你当你去学数学，那些数学的难题在你面前的时候，你不觉得很激动吗？
When you have a hard problem, a math problem in front of you, aren't you excited?
我看今天很多的小朋友哈都是这样的。当你们面对一个很难的数学题的时候，你选择的是什么？我不做。
So I see a lot of little kids do this when they face a hard math problem. They're just like, oh, I won't do it.
你说叔叔毕业之后有个习惯，你知道是什么吗
？Do you know what I have a habit after I graduated?
我没事的时候，晚上我会骑自行车回到我的学校里边。
When I don't have anything to do, I would ride my bike back to school.
我坐在那个阶梯教室里边。
I would sit in the classroom.
我会看那个黑板上有没有题目。
I'll look on the blackboard to see if somebody has written any problems for me.
然后我就做。
And I would do it.
有时候我去的时候黑板被擦掉了，我很失望。
And sometimes when I went, somebody has cleaned off the blackboard already, and I would be very disappointed.
我非常喜欢能够遇到我不懂的东西。
I really like seeing things that I don't understand yet.
但是你们今天不一样。
But、
因为你们不知道其中的兴趣到底是什么，它的奥妙到底是什么。
Because you don't know how amazing something is, you don't know what interest you should have in it.
因此你不知道。
And you won't know.
因此你也不想学。
And you won't want to learn.
因着你的懒惰，你就变得越来越愚昧。
And because of your laziness, you will be more and more foolish.
所以孩子们，当你们遇到些困难的时候
，So when you face something hard,
你不要选择忧虑。
Don't decide to be anxious about it.
你不要选择懒惰。
Don't be lazy.
你要去面对。
Face it.
那好像一个楼梯一样。
Just like a set of stairs.
你可以站上去的。
You can stand on it.
当你站在上面的时候
，When you stand on it,
你会发现你就变成了一个更加殷勤的人。
You will find that you will be more and more diligent.
你的能力就更加的增加。
And your skills will increase.
你要更加认识上帝。
And you will know God.
你更加认识真理。
And you will know the truth more.
你就不是那个要寻求别人帮助的人，而是你可以成为帮助别人的人。
And you won't be the one that keeps on needing people's help, but you will be the one that can help others.
这才是重要的。
That's very important.
所以千万不要懒惰。
So please don't be lazy.
因为这懒惰这条道路的终点就是灭亡。
Because the way of laziness is death.
就好像你在走一个楼梯一样。
For example, if you're going on a set of stairs.
殷勤的人是往上走。
A diligent people will be walking upwards.
懒惰的人是往下走。
Lazy people will be going downstairs.
你要往上走还是要往下走？
You want to go up or down?
有些人就坐在那些楼梯上，在那里忧愁。
Some people just sit on the stairs and don't go anywhere. They just sit there anxious.
你说好了，我坐在这里，我不走了。
They say, "Oh, I'm just not going to go anywhere."
那我告诉你一个真实的话，那你就正在坐电梯。
I just want to tell you the truth, and you're actually sitting on an escalator.
是下行的电梯。
That's going down.
你觉得什么都没变。
You think that nothing has changed.
那个电梯就带着你就下去了。
But the escalator has brought you down.
那个终点和这楼梯的终点是同一个终点。
And the way of the stairs and the escalator is the same.
无论你走楼梯往下走，你还是坐着电梯往下走，最后的终点都是一个地方。
So the end point is the same.
所以你们自己来想。
So think about it.
你们现在正好是年轻的时候。
So right now you're still young.
你们有很多的经历的。
You have lots that you will have to face.
你看，如果我要像 Ian 那样，像 Daniel 那样，我现在已经累死了。
So if I have to be like Ian or Daniel right now, I'll be so tired.
但是他们依然不觉得累，你看到没有？他们依然非常的觉得很有能量。
But if you look at them, they don't feel tired at all. They feel the way they should.
所以你为什么要懒惰呢
？So why do you need to be lazy?
你为什么把你的精力放在那些不该放的上边呢
？Why do you put your efforts where you should not？
你为什么不用你的精力去做应该做的事情呢
？Why won't you use your efforts to do the things you ought to do？
所以孩子们呢
？So kids，
如果你们懒惰，有一天你们会非常的后悔。
If you are lazy, one day you will regret it。
你想去做那些你所不喜欢做，你又必须去做。
You will be forced to do things that you do not like and do not want to do。
那个时候才真叫痛苦。
That will be truly suffering.
那时候你正在吃你年轻的时候的愚昧所结的果子。
And there you'll be eating the fruit of your laziness from when you were young.
千万不要等吃果那天觉得太苦了。
So don't wait till the day that you eat of that fruit and say, "Oh, it's so bitter."
那是因为你年轻的时候，你这个年纪的时候，你所种那棵树就是懒惰的树，就是结的就是苦。
Because the tree that you planted when you were young was the tree of laziness.
别浪费时间。
Don't waste time.
千万别浪费时间。
Please don't waste time.
你才能够，不但你的身体，还有你的心灵都变得非常的富足。
So, yeah, or so that your body and your spirit can be.
Rich.
Rich.
我只能就会说英文，别的不会说。Rich. 富足。 富足 wealthy。所以你要珍惜你们现在的每一个时间。
So you must value the time that you have now.
Nancy 上大学几年了？三年了。我告诉你一件事情哈，我是1984年9月3号那天上学。
So I started in
上大学。
1984 September 3rd.
1984年。
1984 in、
嗯、
I started to go to university.
那天发生了一切的事情，对于我来说就是昨天。
Everything seems like yesterday.
35年就过去了。
35 years have passed.
就像昨天一样就过去了。
It just like feels like yesterday.
所以你不要觉得你很小哦。
So don't think that you're so young.
时间一晃就没有了。
Time will pass by so quickly.
所以要珍惜时间。
So value your time.
我问你们一个问题，什么叫生命？
I want to ask you something. What do you think life means?
用最简单的方式来定义啊。
Use a simple explanation.
不用我们的定义不用说创世以前。
So a simple definition. What is life?
Teresa, 什么是生命？生命对于你来说是什么？不知道哈。就是时间呢，生命就是时间。
Life is time.
就是在这段时间当中，你的一切的活动，生命的活动。
So、everything that you do in life during this allotted time.
这就叫生命。
That's life.
时间是单向的，是不能够回来的。
So time is only forward. You cannot go backwards.
今天你回去睡觉了，你再睁开眼睛是明天。
So tonight when you go to sleep, tomorrow you will wake up and it will be tomorrow.
我发现我家 Grace 是很有哲学思想的。
So Grace is very philosophical in her thinking.
她很小很小的时候，大概是六七岁的时候。
When Grace was 6 or 7.
她说了一句话，我都会哭下来的，我都会哭的。
She would say something and it would make me cry.
有一天晚上我在哄她睡觉。
One day I was kind of rocking her to sleep.
她跟我说，爸爸，我不想睡觉。
And she says, Dad, I don't want to sleep.
我说为什么呢？
I said, why?
他说因为我再睁开眼睛的时候就是明天。
Because when I open my eyes it will be tomorrow.
孩子这句话非常吓人的。
This is very scary.
因为你再睁开眼睛就是明天。
Because when you open your eyes it will be tomorrow.
今天没有了。
Today is gone.
所以不要懒惰，你今天的事情没有做你就得明天去做。
So don't be lazy. The things that you haven't done today should finish tomorrow.
我们每天，上帝给我们每天都有我们应该做的，应该学的。
God has given us today to do the things we have to do today.
你如果没做，你没去学，你就欠债了。
So if you haven't done the things that you should do today, you are in debt.
有一天你这个债欠的太多的时候，你就还不上了。
One day when you'll be in so much debt, you cannot repay this debt.
千万别做这种傻事。
Don't do this foolish thing.
每天的事情每天都要做完。
Everything you should do today, do it.
不要每天浪费这些时间。
Don't waste that time.
你不但需要吃很多的东西。
Not only do you have to eat a lot.
你也需要做很多的运动。
You have to do a lot of exercise.
你不但需要学习很多的知识。
Not only do you have to learn a lot of knowledge.
你也需要动起你的手去做自己该做的事情，也去帮助别人。
You have to use your hands to do lots of things and help others.
否则有一天。
Or else one day.
你现在欠太多的时候怎么样？
If you are too much in debt,
你就破产了。
You will be bankrupt.
破产的人能做的事情是什么？
What can bankrupt people do?
他什么也不能做。
Nothing.
所以千万不要这样，要殷勤。
So please don't be like that. Be diligent.
不要懒惰。
Don't be lazy.
懒惰是神所恨恶的。
Laziness is something God hates.
也是人所讨厌的。
And people hate it too.
好，盼望你们真的能够在你现在所应该做的事情上面，你们要殷勤。
So I hope that everything that you're doing now, you do it diligently.
有一天你就必吃到那个甜甜的果子。
One day you will eat the sweet fruit of this.
好，我们就这样结束。小弟为我们做结束祷告哈。